today on Family Talk.
Well, hello, and welcome to Family Talk. I'm Roger Marsh, sitting in for your host, psychologist and best-selling author Dr. James Dobson. You may have heard recent studies that say that many young people who are raised as Christians will walk away from the faith once they leave home. For most of those kids, they find that they can't defend their beliefs once they get to college or leave the security of the family home or church community. Well, my guest today is here in studio to talk about a product that can help kids learn to defend their faith even at a very young age. It's called the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series, and Lindsay Feldposh is the spokeswoman for this series. She's excited about how this product can be used to strengthen your child's faith at a very young age so they're ready to face questions and skepticism from any source. Lindsay is a creative writer. She's a graphic designer, social media coordinator for various authors and websites. She is also the mother of four young children, and she and her husband, Josh, live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Lindsay Feldposh, welcome. Thanks for joining me today on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
For those who may not have been familiar with that name, what exactly is the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series?
Well, it's easiest to say what they're not, which they are not audiobooks. They really are audio adventures, which means they're like movies for your ears. They're faith-building, educational, and entertaining, and they have a full cast, a full production. But what really sets them apart is that they have creation evidence and some archaeological science. Sometimes biology and history tidbits make it in there in every episode. So I think that makes them unique. And they're available in CD format, but you can also have them stream online. So that's really what Jonathan Park is.
That's very, very helpful. I like the way you described it. You call them a movie for the ears.
Yes, they take a lot of pride in being able to say that because there's so much going on. There's a lot of sound effects and really a captivating storyline that you're really drawn in. So it does feel like movies for your ears.
But that's a big challenge, too. I mean, you're the mom of four young children, so you know how tough it is to keep them engaged, especially with something that doesn't have a visual component, right? So many kids are just staring at their screens all the time. I mean, it's probably kind of a breath of fresh air for parents to say, wow, we're listening to these things, and it's like they've got the same engagement as they do if they were watching a movie or a television show.
It's very true, especially when you're driving in the car and our vehicle doesn't have one of those drop-down DVD players. Some do. It's no problem.
Good for you.
But, well, you say good for me like it was our choice. We really didn't have a vehicle that had one. But,
sure.
The kids are looking out the window, and to be able to have the storyline running, it really makes the ride go by faster, and it provides something wholesome, you know, some wholesome entertainment going through their ears. So we really love it.
How were you first introduced to Jonathan Park?
Well, it's a neat story. I actually, about a year ago, took a job reviewing family products for thebettermom.com. And this was in my first batch of reviews that I was going to do. And I had never heard of them. I was like, okay, not sure what this is, but we had the first series mailed to our house. And as soon as we got them, we opened them up. We were actually on our way to go fishing. And we put the CDs right in and started listening to them, and the kids were just hooked right away. My husband
That's
and I...
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a really good sign.
It was great. So that was good. My husband and I were kind of like, whoa, this is moving really fast. So it took us a little while. I think we're like most parents. We like to see, okay, is this just entertainment fluff, or is there more to this? So after we got through a few episodes and we saw the value and the scripture that was being dropped and some of the facts that they were laying out in the episodes, then we got much more interested. But the kids loved it from the get-go.
Well, that's important, too. And how old are your children again, just age ranges?
5, 7, 9, 11. So they're kindergarten to sixth grade.
Well, you guys are in the thick of it, aren't you?
Yes.
But good for you and Josh. I appreciate that. Hey, you mentioned a website there that with the Better Mom that you were doing the review for. Is that a mom blog? Is that the proper term for that?
Yes. So Ruth Schwenk is the founder of that website, and it has a huge following. And basically, Christian moms really like to see, is this a product that we can give to our families? Can we bring this into the home? So about once a week, she has me review different products, and I had the privilege of doing Jonathan Park, and that's how I first was introduced to them. Ruth Schwenk, she told me, whenever you're writing a review, if you have any questions, make sure you get in contact with the person that I give you over email. And I was wanting to talk to the secretary at Jonathan Park, but the only contact I had was the CEO. So I thought, well, I can give him a call, but I don't think he'll pick up. But at least I can leave a voicemail and say, thank you for creating such an equipping product for kids and for families. I can at least say thank you, because I really did want to say thank you. And maybe I'll get to ask the question. So I called, and he picked up the phone. And we ended up having a 30-minute conversation. And in that conversation, he really shared his heart and why he's involved with Jonathan Park. And I just was like, I'm seeing the same exact thing. I mean, we want to be able to equip kids, and we want to give them something entertaining. And you know that there's a verse in Colossians chapter 2, verse 6 and 7 that says, so then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught. And like, you just want your kids to have that building up over and over again so they can step out in life courageously. So when he kind of shared that vision, I was just like, yes, I'm with that. And so over the course of several conversations, I did come on the Jonathan Park team.
That's really cool. So the mom blogs are kind of that's a place where you really have to test this stuff out, because we see what happens, you know, on the retail level or even what people are talking about in church. But there are a lot of these mom blogs where it's like, this is where moms really get serious. I like this. I don't like this. And so to get good reviews for Jonathan Park in that world, that must be very gratifying for you.
Oh, yeah. It's like the coffee table. You know, all the moms coming together saying, OK, really, what are the best baby wipes? You know, and yeah, you can be honest right about it. And when moms come together and we say, no, this bib works or this sippy cup doesn't, or, you know, we all trust each other. So it's fun to be able to come with other moms and say, hey, this is something to keep in your tool belt.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it neat? I'm talking with Lindsay Feldposh today here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. She's the spokeswoman for the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series. Lindsay, we're talking about a program here that's really ministering to you and your family today. And yet this is actually, the history goes back around 15 years. Has the heartbeat behind the Jonathan Park series changed at all in the 15 years? Is it still the same?
I don't think that has changed. And that's one of the reasons that I get really excited about Jonathan Park.
Sure.
They're all about 1 Peter 3:15, that they want kids to be able to give an answer for the reason for the hope that they have. And they want to catch kids young and really equip them so they're not afraid and they can step out boldly and give answers and really defend their faith and feel comfortable in that. And really every episode allows them to pick up something new. And, you know, later when they have those conversations, they can pull those things out from the episodes.
All right. You're the mother of a 5-year-old. You also have an 11-year-old at the other end of the spectrum, too. And I'm curious, because that's a pretty big gap. I mean, I've got 3 kids, and my oldest is 7 years older than her youngest brother. What's the 5-year-old's reaction to Jonathan Park? How does it compare to the 11-year-old's reaction? I mean, I realize that kids are reacting to this in different ways, but what's it like in your family?
That's a great question, because my 11-year-old, she is all about gymnastics. She is strong-willed. She is independent. And my 5-year-old, he loves Legos, like most 5-year-old boys.
Standard equipment for 5-year-old boys.
Right. And he has 3 older sisters. So a lot of things in our household are geared a little bit more towards the girls, just because we have more of them. But when we first started playing Jonathan Park, my oldest daughter was interested because the intellectual level of the episodes was high enough to keep her engaged. But then the action-packed, edge of your seat, what's happening next kind of stories, those got my son interested. So it worked both together. So really, it captured all of the kids. I can honestly tell you, they all enjoy the episodes.
And that was my next question, Lindsay, because so much of what we see in the toy world or the game world or the movie world or whatever, you can definitely see, even though there's a lot of confusion in the culture about, you know, traditional roles and things like that. But you can tell. I mean, you're a mom and you've got kids of both genders, so you can tell there are certain things that are definitely targeting girls and there are certain things that are targeting boys. And it's neat to see that in your family, 3 girls like it, 1 boy likes it. I mean, there's something there for everyone. Let's talk about why this is so popular among Christian families. I mean, obviously, when we talk about creation, we talk about intelligent design, that's something that Christian families are more in tune with. But there's even been some controversy in the church. I mean, in terms of, you know, Christians who are saying, we're not so sure about this. Why do you think that 15 years into this, the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series is still so popular with Christian families?
Well, I think the reason is multi-layered. It's such a good thing you can give your kids and you don't have to worry. But these are unique because of the facts that they have intentionally placed throughout the episodes, and specifically the creation and archaeological science. So I think they're so widely loved because it's something that is so educational and so entertaining, and it's something you can trust that your kids are doing something productive with their time. And every mom mm-hmm. wants to be able mm-hmm. to give yes. them, okay, my kids are doing something productive. They're not just watching some, you know, a movie or doing video games. This is a productive thing that's equipping them without even mm-hmm. realizing it.
Well, what a nice break, too. I would imagine so many kids are so overstimulated on the visual side of things. They're always staring at a device, or they're watching a television program. They're playing a sport or something that causes them to be visually engaged. This is one now that really does capture the imagination, and you're teaching biblical values, you're teaching scripture, you're teaching important principles that may be better learned this way now than ever before.
Yes.
Lindsay Feldposh is the spokeswoman for the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series. And today here on Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk, we're talking about this wonderful series that we highly recommend. I know Dr. Dobson's really crazy about this material. How do you come up with new stories? I mean, you've been doing this. The adventures have been going on for 15 or so years. What's the process like for saying, okay, now here in this era, we want new material. So what decisions are made in terms of putting that out?
I don't know the exact creative process. I do know that actually this week or next, they're in studio getting the actors ready for another production that's coming out this spring. And actually, I was asking myself the same question. Some of the episodes, I don't even know how they come up with such great storylines, but they are engaging. I actually find that I can't really do a second thing while I'm listening too well. I can like exercise or do something like unload the dishwasher or something like that, but they really require your mental attention. So it really goes to show you that you need some focus to be able to create that imagery in your mind and follow the story. That was one of the things we noticed when we first started listening to them. So many sound effects and all of the actors' voices getting in there right at the right time. And then, yes, the research really handpicked for each episode. It does take a long time. So it's done a labor of love, but a lot of work.
I understand that the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series has a very, very special offer for listeners of Dr. Dobson's Family Talk.
Yes. So we had the enormous privilege of getting the first series sent to our house so that our whole family could listen to it. Now, one of the things that has happened since I've become spokeswoman for Jonathan Park is some of my friends have said, well, that's great, but could we like borrow your CDs? Or I don't really want to jump into it right now. But the great thing is Jonathan Park is offering a 1 week free trial to listen unlimited to Jonathan Park. So there's no commitment, no obligation, and there's 120 plus live streaming episodes online. So you can just take this whole thing for a test drive and jump in and see if it fits for your family. And it's a win-win.
Well, Lindsay, this sounds like a really great opportunity for Family Talk listeners. How do we find you online? Where can we take advantage of this special offer?
Okay, great. It's jonathanpark.com/Dobson. And you spell Jonathan Park, JonathanPark.
Lindsay, I would imagine that there are parents listening to us right now saying, well, this would be a great thing for us to use at home, either just in our regular devotional times or if we're homeschooling. This would be great curriculum, too. Do you have any other materials alongside that can be used with this curriculum?
Yes. Yeah, so my husband and I are currently homeschooling. We have done public school in the past, and we love more than anything, being able to ask questions together as a family and really digging for the answers together. I love that. Mm-hmm. And they do provide some study guides online. And I believe that when you have the unlimited subscription with Jonathan Park, you can get those study guides right along with it that comes for free with your unlimited subscription. And there is a limited number of study guides, but I do believe they are working on developing some more. But really, one of the things I've noticed that is most beneficial to go with Jonathan Park is being able just to pause after you do an episode. So when my kids and I listen to episode, and there will definitely be things you haven't heard of or facts you want to check out on your own, and I would encourage every family to do that. You know, just like parents do when we're listening to the debates for an election, mm-hmm. you stop and you say, okay, is that true? What's true? Let's find out what's really going on.
Right,
you do the same
right.
thing with these episodes with your kids. So if it's talking about a quote from Sir Isaac Newton or something from Louis Pasteur, you can stop and say, let's look a little deeper with that. So that's another thing I really love about Jonathan Park is it's really an invitation for families to kind of reignite their curiosity in creation and just dig together and look up these things together and go to the library and get some biographies on some of these scientists. So I love, I mean, my number one supplemental thing is going to the library and getting library books, yeah, but you do have study guides, some provided by Jonathan Park.
Well, that's helpful to know that's available online, and it's also helpful to know about the audio streams. What a great resource to have for kids to be able to say, look, let's go ahead and we can turn anywhere into a classroom because we've got the audio dramas, we've got the supplemental materials. I mean, you can, wherever you go. So if you're going on vacation, if you're out at the soccer pitch, whatever you're doing, you've got an opportunity to minister to your kids and also to your grandchildren, too. I'm talking to grandparents now since I'm about to become one. This is something that you start thinking about in terms of how do you have an influence on families. What about families who are not of faith? I'm thinking maybe grandpa and grandma are Christians, their kids aren't, and now these children are being brought into their world and you're looking for a way to kind of evangelize. Talk about what the response is from unbelievers who might say, okay, I'll listen to it. I mean, what kind of reaction do you get from them?
Well, I think that Jonathan Park really achieves that, welcoming them in and having a good story that really interests them and keeps them engaged. But then it gives them these tidbits of scripture to think about. And there's also, you know, that godly role modeling between the husband and wife, and it gives mm-hmm. them a great example. And so it does open up conversations, but it's a subtle way and it's a safe way for, you know, if grandparents are listening with their grandparents and kids who may not believe, to start just planting those seeds one at a time. And you never know what's going to happen with those seeds. We'll just be faithful to keep planting them.
I was thinking about Matthew 18:6, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. I think about that now as it pertains to the modern culture and what choices there are, you know, for parents. I'll just let my kids watch whatever the culture's watching, that type of stuff. And how something like the Jonathan Park audio series can really not only keep kids entertained, can keep their imaginations running wild because it's an audio drama, but also, too, it's a measure of protection against a culture that says, if we're not providing this type of material to them, the world has lots of alternatives. And those alternatives, in many cases, aren't very edifying. And I want you to talk about why that part is really at the heart of Jonathan Park audio adventure as well.
Well, yes, kids are going to have some screen time. Kids are really craving some kind of adventure, whether it's going to be in an unwholesome video game or whether it's going to be in something that's actually equipping them. And one of my friends, she recently just came on Jonathan Park. She said, okay, we're going to go for it. And her son is around my son's age, younger, like 4 or 5. And she said, okay, we'll see if he likes it. And she sent me a picture about a half hour later with him in his little chair in his room. And he had his little children's Bible open trying to find the first scripture that they referred to. And he had his little blanket with him. It was wonderful because really moms, they need that little quiet time during the day. And sometimes our kids are young enough to take naps. That's glorious. Mm-hmm. We love that.
Yes,
but
yes, you know,
our kids grow out of the nap time and then they need to have quiet time. So I know a lot of moms that just have their kid go in their room and quietly read a book. It sounds so nice. Mm-hmm. Quietly read a book or quietly play with something. But so that's what this mom said. She said, I just want him to have something to do quietly in his room. So she went in and peeked on him, and there he was with his headphones on, listening to Jonathan Park and looking at his children's Bible. I mean, how awesome is that?
Yes, gotta love that. You gotta love the fact that he's engaging in the type of thing that a kid that age these days would be engaging in using the media. But the media usage was so very helpful. As you have gotten to know the ins and outs of this series, I mean, as a mom, as a recommender, if you will, not necessarily a mom blogger, but I mean, we've talked about the fact that the mom blogs really have picked up on this and they really like this too. What is the most surprising thing for you about this series right now? I mean, for me, the most surprising thing is that the kids can be engaged without having a video screen in front of them. I mean, that just boggles my mind and gives me hope. What about for you?
Hands down, the most impressive thing to me is the depth of facts and the depth of research that go into each episode. Like when I was listening, because like I alluded to before, my husband and I, we were a little cautious at first. We're like, whoa, these are really fast paced. And whoa, let's see if this is just a little bit more than entertainment. But once I started hearing some of the things they were talking about, like spontaneous regeneration, I was like, what? I never heard of that. And then, you know, they were talking about the Fibonacci patterns. I'm like, I've never heard of Fibonacci. So they're talking about stuff that I am not familiar with at all. So that impressed me, that we're not just pretending that kids have you know, their mind can only go here. They're giving them the good stuff. And as moms, you want to do that, whether it's, you know, good food or whether it's good entertainment that's wholesome. They're not talking down to them. They're allowing our kids and expecting them to rise to the occasion. Every mom wants that.
Now, Lindsay, we're talking about these series as wonderful because we've heard them and we know they're wonderful. But I know there's someone listening to our conversation right now that says, okay, there's a special offer for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk listeners. We've got a special website for that. But is there a place I can actually hear an episode? Because we may be talking to some people right now. This is the first time they've ever heard of the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series. Is there a sample episode somewhere?
Yes. So if you go to jonathanpark.com, even on the landing page, there's some audio samples. But if you want the 1 week free trial, you can go to jonathanpark.com/Dobson, and you'll be able to just try this whole thing out for a week. And I would highly recommend, if I'm allowed to give a recommendation.
Please do.
The series called The Winds of Change, right in the middle, if you click on that, Winds of Change, there's a three parts that are called Destination Moon. It is so cool. They actually have the astronaut, Charlie Duke. He's the real astronaut. They actually interviewed the real Charlie Duke.
How neat.
And I didn't know who Charlie Duke was, but he was on the Apollo 16 mission. And then it gives actual live footage from that mission. And he talks about what it was like to be a NASA, you know, astronaut. And he is a Christian. So having the kids be able to listen to real astronauts and scientists who are like, I believe in the Genesis account. How bolstering is that for their faith and mine?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can see the excitement here as we're having just sitting across the table here having this conversation. Lindsay Feldposh is the spokeswoman for the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series. It's going to challenge your kids. It's going to stimulate their faith. And it's actually going to bring you some more meaningful and quality family time with your kids and with your grandkids. Now, there's a special offer that our friends at Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series are making available to listeners of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Lindsay, you do such a good job of giving this web address. It's a 1 week free trial. But it's only when you go to this address, and I'm going to put you on the spot here and have you share it with us again.
It is jonathanpark.com/Dobson. You will get the 1 week trial, and you'll have access to 120 plus episodes of Jonathan Park, and you have no commitment or obligation. And here's the great thing. I know some people are listening saying, 120, I don't know if that's enough. Oh, girlfriend or boyfriend, that is enough episodes for you because I am the spokesperson and I haven't made it through all of the episodes. I listen to these one time and then I go back and listen to them again. And each time I'm going back through, I get something new because there's so much in every episode. And that's the beauty of it with kids because you know how kids are. They're like, I want to listen to that again. And then they listen to things over and over again. Well, how great is it instead of them just hearing a story over and over again that they actually pick up these facts and they have that reinforcement. And that's what really drives it home.
JonathanPark.com/Dobson for your 1 week free trial. It's a special exclusive for listeners of Dr. James Dobson Family Talk. And we also have that link on our website as well at drjamesdobson.org. Well, Lindsay Feldposh, it has been so great to get to know you. I'm so inspired by your encouragement here, especially the fact that you love what you're talking about. I mean, you love your kids, you love ministry, and the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series is going to help a lot of families. Take the last 60 seconds of our time together and talk about why this, for you as a parent, as an educator, as a spokeswoman, why this series is so important to you personally.
Well, one of the things that Jonathan Park, that we talk about a lot, is 7 out of every 10 Christians are leaving the faith after high school. And that is a sobering statistic. And Jonathan Park wants to do something to change that. We want kids to be grounded in their faith early so they can withstand growing pressures from peers and, you know, school, and so that they'll be strong heading into those teen years and even after that. Jonathan Park really is a proven product for transformation just because you hear it in the testimonies, and we've received so many testimonies from parents being out and hearing their kids say something in real life that they heard from a Jonathan Park episode. And so we just are so excited, and we're thrilled to see what other families are going to take this step, do the 1 week trial, and then come on board with the Jonathan Park community. We'd really love that. And I can't wait to see what happens as we all grow in our faith and dig deeper and ask great questions and just strengthen each other with this creation science evidence.
Well, this is truly an incredible product and also an incredible offer for listeners of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Lindsay Feldposh, the spokeswoman with the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series, thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
And if you want more information on how you can take advantage of this special free offer, it's a one-week trial of the Jonathan Park Audio Adventure Series exclusively for listeners of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. Go to the special website that Lindsay was talking about, jonathanpark.com/Dobson. That's jonathanpark.com/Dobson. You'll also find that link on our broadcast page as well at drjamesdobson.org. Filling in for Dr. Dobson today, I'm Roger Marsh. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next time right here for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tim Clinton from the American Association of Christian Counselors. Family Talk is a listener-supported program. I encourage you to support Dr. Dobson, his ministry, and this program. You can find us at drjamesdobson.org. Join forces today with Dr. Dobson as he continues to stand in the gap. Your gift can make all the difference at this critical time in our nation.